Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. We are coming from the book of Revelation. Amen. The book of Revelation, 18, verse 4, it reads as following. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify you, Father, for your warning, for your last call unto your beloved church. Oh, God, we just ask that this church will recognize and understand, Father, the deception of this harlot beast. Oh, God, we just thank you and we magnify you. We just ask that your word go forth, Father, through the airways, that someone must hear and ask, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come out of her, my people. Oh, God. Come out of her, my people. We have read verses, chapter 18, verse 4. Amen. Which is a call unto the church. Amen. That has been deceived. Amen. Amen. We're coming to you with another series and hoping that you would get some understanding out of this series that may help you in the future. Amen. Now, there is many people that's preaching the correct gospel. Amen. You just have to sort them out and find them. Amen. Oh, God, but there is a bunch of people that's preaching the false doctrine of Christianity and preaching this system of the mother of harlots. Amen. Amen. Oh God, oh God, hallelujah. This system was instituted by Babylon itself and been in the church, amen, for a very long time as its twin, amen. And it is identifying itself as being Christian, which it is not a Christian movement at all. Amen. Amen. It is a copycat movement, amen, to fraud God's people and his message, the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's message was pertaining to the Father. Our message should be pertaining to the Father, and his name is Jesus Christ. This is who we're supposed to be exalting, and we're supposed to be exalting him and his resurrection as the King and the Lord of all lords. Oh, God, hallelujah. But this particular scripture, amen, is everybody see, amen, that he's talking about a figure, amen. But this figure is talking about Babylon, amen, and it's talking about, amen, a system that is going to deceive, amen, the whole world. That's what the scripture says. It says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of wrath of her fornication, and of the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Amen. So we know at one point or another that you and I drunk this wine. The point is, what you're going to do about the fact that knowing the truth should change you and give you some understanding that you are doing the wrong thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We have always known that it was an imposter in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no doubt about it's an imposter in the church. If you ever read the Bible, you understand that there's an imposter that is in the church, because the scripture reads, amen, in 2 Corinthians, amen, chapter 10, amen, amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let me find my place here. Amen. Oh, God. Let me see here, church. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, I'm sorry. Chapter 11. Starting at verse 13, the scripture says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no more, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as a minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to his works. Amen. This word transform, amen, transform, amen, means to masquerade behind a mask, or masquerade behind a character, masquerade behind a person, amen, amen. Of course, you know the word angel, angelos, come from the word means minister, ministering, amen. So we know that Satan is ministering the word and have ministers, amen. But look, listen to this, amen. Chapter 11. Oh, God, the scripture says in verse 4, for if he that is cometh preach another Jesus, he said another Jesus. So there's going to be another Jesus, amen, a copycat, oh, God, whom we have not preached, If ye receive another spirit, there's going to be another copycat spirit. Oh, amen. He said, which we have not received. Another gospel, there's going to be another copycat gospel. Oh, God, which we have not accepted. Ye might well bear with him. Amen. Because this is so deceptive. He said that many of us is going to bear with this system in which Satan has infiltrated the church with. Amen. I'm telling you, because it's going on today. Amen. It's going on today, church, and it's not letting up. Because the church, amen, won't let it let up. Amen. Can I get a witness here? We won't let it let up because we are interested in everything that it brings. Amen. And it brings a demonic nature to its being. Amen. That is infiltrating the church and allow the church to be something that is not. Amen. And God do not want us to be what this thing is giving us to be. So I ask you today, are you trying to follow God? Are you rather trying to follow this system, amen? Because this system is detrimental to Christianity. And it's detrimental to us as a Christian in the future. Amen. It's going to blind our eyes and defuse our mind that we won't be able, amen, to believe in the one and only God, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody help me here. Oh, God. Somebody help me here. Oh, God. If I could just get some help, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. We have gone astray, church. Gone astray. And because we have gone astray, God will astray from us, amen, because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. I come by to you this morning, amen, to give you this, amen, so that you will be able to understand the reality of what's going on here today. Oh, God. Hallelujah. If you could just take some time and listen. Amen. Then you will save yourself and those that follow after you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in a battle, and the battle possesses the ideation of deception. And because it possesses this, it leaves us, amen, in a moment, in a time of confusion, church. Our confusion, amen, is allowing us, amen, amen, to fall victim, amen, of this system. This is a system that is originally come through the Catholic Church, through the Protestant Church. And this doctrine, amen, will eat you alive, amen, if you don't watch yourself. The scripture says that your traditions are going to cause you to sin. Sin against who? Sin against God. Your traditions, the traditions of men, amen. I plead to you today to come out of this harlot. Come out of these detrimental traditions. Come out, Father, of these sins. Come out, church, of this masquerade, amen, this harlotry part, amen, because you don't know what you're getting into. If we could just recognize this untruth, if we could just recognize the debauchery that's in this falsehood, then we would be able to recognize the lover of harlots. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We will be able to recognize the mother of harlots. I'm coming from Deuteronomy. Amen. Amen. Chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10. This is what it says in verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods, the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty, a terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. God is over all. Amen. Whether in heaven or whether in earth, it all belongs to God, church. Why is you bowing down and worshiping, amen, what God had created, amen? You need to be worshiping the creator of the created, amen. Hallelujah. I come by the day to ask you to come out of her, my people, amen, that you may not take part in her sins. Her sins, amen, is heard on high, amen, in the heaven this day, amen, hallelujah. I say it is made heard in the heaven, amen, this day, amen, so that we as a people and God's people should know to come out of this harlot. And again, this harlot is the system, a religious system that is identified with Christianity, amen, to throw Christians off of the real truth, amen, and that truth be pertaining to Christ the Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Let me hurry up me in here. Amen. This is Paul, and he giving you something, amen, here. That truth is based off of what you read in the Bible, but not a man say, amen. John 17:17 says that thy truth is your word. Your word is thy truth, amen. So we know that truth is defined, amen, as the word of God, amen. Don't go to the dictionary and get the definition of truth. The Bible states in John 17:17 that the word is thy truth, amen. So Paul is saying here, amen, in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, amen, and he says, starting in verse 4, he says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Amen. He's telling you what is not yours. He's not trying to entice you or give you man's wisdom. He said, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, oh God, it came from the Spirit of God, amen, not from man, amen, hallelujah. Understand verse 5. The scripture say that your faith, you and our faith, amen, should not stand in the wisdom of man. Hallelujah. Your faith should stand in the wisdom of man. Don't put your faith in what man is giving you. Don't put your faith in the preacher. Don't put your faith in the minister. You need to put your faith in God himself. Hallelujah. He say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. What is the dunamis of God? The dunamis, the power of God is God's spirit that's in you, amen. There's no spirit to seek on the outside of you. There's no spirit to speak from the dead. There's no spirit to speak from another God. There's no spirit that you can get from the heavenly host, amen. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth in which you and I get from reading this Bible, from praying this Bible, from studying this Bible, from exalting this Bible, hallelujah, from giving our testimony through this Bible. Stand, church, oh God. Come out from among this tradition. Come out from among this preacher. Come out from among this church and hear the true word of God. Hallelujah. Come out of my people. Come out and hear what God has said to the churches.